The Mid-South Regional Meeting of the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors will be at the Chattanooga Convention Center August 29th, 30th, and 31st. The annual gathering of clock and watch enthusiasts offers workshops, exhibits, and an extensive market for antique and unique clocks. I spoke with members of the local chapter of this organization. There's a group of people that just love clocks. They collect antique clocks and watches. They repair them, care for them, and share them with anyone willing to spend a moment in discussion. Jim Colson is a member of an organization that shares his passion for clocks, and his home has clocks on just about every wall, with some walls almost covered in antique timepieces.
The National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors has been around for almost 70 years. We have a little over 16,000 people worldwide. We have a world-class museum of horology, which is a study of watches and clocks and time, in Columbia, Pennsylvania. We have a world-class museum, probably the best horological library in the whole world. And we're a very active organization with chapter meetings, regional meetings, and national meetings. The meeting coming to Chattanooga over Labor Day weekend is one of our regional meetings. We have it here every year. We expect 200 to 300 tables full of watches, clocks, parts, books, whatever. And people from all over the country attend, and a few international visitors usually. We're just a very active organization. We collect friends, we collect clocks, we collect watches. It's a great organization to be part of.
In addition to collecting, you also provide classes at times in repairing, refurbishing, maintaining these antique clocks and watches.
Well, there are two levels of that. One we call the suitcase training programs, which is a series of maybe 15 four-day classes that start from the very beginning on watches or clocks and go through very complicated lathe work and so on. And then we actually have at our headquarters classes that last about a week. They get more intense and get into things a little deeper. We have classes on appraisals. We have some experts that put those on. We do reverse painting to make glasses, the tablets in the bottom of a lot of clocks, just a whole myriad of things. And, of course, our library provides education in all respects, both in history as well as repairing and conservation and so on. We try to look at conservation rather than, you know, fixing things up to make them look like new. They need to show their age gracefully, and that helps preserve their value.
You also have members that like to create their own clocks, designers that come up with entirely new ideas. That's Ken Hogwood's specialty.
Usually we reserve this for our national craft contests, where our members can show off their original ideas on building timepieces, as well as many tools that are used to build these timepieces. So we're going to step back a little bit and offer these people a chance at the regional level, not in competition, but to show the public, as well as our other members, what they have done in the way of horological design of tools and of clocks themselves. And this year, it is no exception to what we would see at a national. These pieces are first class. There'll be an exhibit of several skeleton clocks and many other clocks that are based on designs of the old master clockmakers, going all the way back to John Harrison's grasshopper escapement, which is a very, very unusual and unique escapement clock. But it's not just for that. We also have categories which cover reverse painting. It takes a truly good artist to take a piece of glass and paint a picture in reverse so that when you're looking at the glass from the front side, you see a beautiful picture. It's amazing what these people do. And we'll have some examples of that that are done by our members, as well as complete restorations of old 100-plus-year-old clocks that are made of wood. And then, of course, we have, like I said, all these new clocks. Some are takeoffs of designs of clocks, mostly brass movement clocks, that were designed many, many years ago. But then this person will have add a new wrinkle to it. They'll come up with something that makes it a little bit different. they can put their own thoughts and ingenuity into these clocks. That's one of the other things that will be in the exhibit. Also, experimental timepieces will be there, which means that it's never been done before. Wood case carvings, the various types of carving. We have woodworkers that they will amaze you at what they can do with a piece of wood. I mean, they're absolutely fabulous. The horological tools. We have many people who have complete shops with these, we call them Sherline lathes and watchmaker lathes. These are general purpose lathes, and then they customize these lathes with special tools to adapt them to clock making, gear cutting, for instance. They will adapt one of these Sherline lathes to cut the teeth. Of course, all clocks, you know, they mechanical clocks, they run on gears. We leave the quartz movements to the watch people, but the clock people, pretty much we're all still in the old Stone Age using gears in that, because mechanical clocks is becoming a lost art, as well as watches too. They're just about a lost art, but we want to keep this art alive, and this is the way we do it. These are just some of the examples that we will have on exhibit there. This exhibit is open to the public on Friday and Saturday, which is that would be the 30th and 31st. It gives the public an opportunity to come in and see something they will never, never walk into a store and see. These are one-of-a-kind pieces.
Now, the tools that are developed specifically, it's not like you can go down to the hardware store and buy a smaller hammer. I mean, there are some very detailed tools for working with what can be very small pieces. And then you might also, in some of the larger tower clocks, need some very large tools that can do the job. Do most of the collectors make their own tools, or is there an outlet for that?
We really don't call those guys collectors. We call them clockmakers because that is their art. They make clocks. They don't collect clocks. Now, myself, I'm a collector. I don't make clocks. We're all in the same organization working toward the same thing, preserving horology as we know it from the past. But yes, the specialty tools that they make, we have an award class for that at our National Crafts, where they make these tools and submit them into a contest. The more unusual they are to do these various functions, the more likely they are to win an award. And in this particular exhibit, I'm thinking I have at least 4 designed tools that have never been designed by anybody in the past that won gold awards at a national craft contest from the NAWCC.
Now, Jim, could you give us dates, times, and locations, and how to get a ticket to this event? If you're not a member, I understand it's free. But membership will get you in to some things that the general public just won't have access to.
Okay, we'll start about 8 o'clock on Friday morning, run all day Friday, and then until about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And that's over Labor Day weekend, the 30th and 31st. Technically, the public cannot come in to the mart floor or the auctions, but there is a way. So on Friday, you can sign up as a new member for $25. You can be a member for 4 months as a kind of an introductory membership and then have access to everything. You can go to the exhibit, the lectures. You can go to the mart, buy and sell, trade. You can go to the auction Friday night, which is a pretty big deal. If you don't want to do that, you can come on Saturday when everything is open to the public. And you can pay $10 admission for that. That opens at 9 o'clock, and it'll be open till about 2. And you can buy but not sell. And then all of the exhibits and all of the lectures are open to everybody all the time. Interestingly enough, the exhibit will be in the mart room, but it'll be cordoned off. The public who comes in to look at the exhibit can see what's going on the trading floor and hopefully wet their whistle and decide to become a member, because there's an awful lot of very interesting things there. And then Saturday from 10 to 2, we have a roadshow type event where we evaluate clocks and watches that people bring in. We'll have a group of experts there. We'll provide them with some historical information and how much it's worth according to the book values of things. We'll even be able to provide them with names of folks who can do some work and fixing their items if that's necessary. And if you have to, if it's too big, bring in a picture and we'll still help you with it.
The roadshow is free to the public. The National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors meeting will be at the Chattanooga Convention Center August 29th through the 31st. More information can be found on the web at nawcc.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.